Thank you for listening to this episode of Courtside Indiana Podcast. Please hit the subscribe or add button on your podcast app to get them delivered straight to your phone, tablet, or desktop. As always, we'd appreciate a rating and review, and you can reach us directly on our Courtside Indiana Twitter at CourtsideIND. All right, welcome to Courtside Indiana Podcast. This is episode, I don't know, what is it, 118? This is sort of an extra podcast this week. Joined by Zach Tyler. Zach?
Yo.
We're recording this on Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
Probably not going to publish this until Friday. We're sort of waiting on Nick.
Yeah.
We might dub him in later. Who knows? Nick joins us, I'll get his predictions. If he joins us mid-podcast, I'll get his predictions later, but... But what we're going to do here is pick the rest of the state finals in sort of a bulk way. And I'll give you an example. We're going to start in 1A. For example, I would say that in Triton, the Triton regional, I'm going to have Gary 21st Century over Fremont. So that automatically tells you that I've picked Fremont to win, but I'm going with Gary 21st Century to win that regional. That's how we're going to do it. And then after we get done picking the regionals in 1A, we're going to pick who we think is going to win state by declaring who they're going to beat in the championship game. Therefore also predicting who's going to win the other semi-state. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is audio. Don't nod.
This is going to be great.
Nodding doesn't work.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were asking the audience if that made sense to them.
Yeah, asking the audience, but asking you, because I mean, you're in this with me.
Yeah,
they'll figure it out as we go, but you've got to figure out like in real time. So,
I'm already doing awful on this. So
you're already lost. Well, yeah, let's go through that real quick. I'm gonna sort of mildly brag here. So we picked our sectionals. We picked all 64 sectionals. Zach picked 34 correct. He came in the rear. Nick picked 40. I picked 42. So evidently the best is 64%. That's not very good. I guess those would be pretty good if you were gambling, right? Those are pretty good wagering odds.
It'd be interesting to go back and see how many times I pick somebody else just because you guys pick somebody.
Oh yeah, let's do that. I mean, let's, because we all didn't do that. Like I picked, well, I mean, look, I'm the only one that picked Evansville North. I didn't do it just because I was being contrarian. But yeah, I don't think you can make that claim. How many times did you pick somebody because somebody else picked them?
I don't even know.
Especially south of south of State Road 18.
I might have done it in more cases than that.
That's what I mean. So we got to take away those too. Everything you got right below a certain line is probably just happenstance, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, the weakness, we all of us were weak in 4A. How about that? I don't think, I mean, look, Jasper, you picked Jasper. They had the best record, but they were also the least tested. Evansville North, sort of a surprise winning it. I don't know. I guess we all kind of think that Evansville Wrights plays a tougher schedule for some reason. I don't know that they do this year, but none of us got the Center Grove, the Greenwood sectional right. Franklin won that. We all picked Hammond Central over Munster. So that's what I get for picking against Coach Hackett.
Yep.
You for some reason you went first on the Valpo pick. So don't act like you're going to go contrarian on us there.
Yeah.
We all got Michigan City wrong. We all got Penn right. I picked Northrop over Snyder. My prediction was there just based on best player on the floor. None of us got the Kokomo sectional right or wherever they played that one. We all picked Carmel. That didn't go well for Carmel or for us. And we all got Cathedral. We all got Ben Davis. 3A, we each got 11 right. I don't think we all got the same ones right, but we didn't vary too much in 3A, just to be really upfront. In fact, we all picked from sectional 27 down, we all picked the same schools. And then before that, we all picked Newcastle. We all picked Northwood. We all picked Mishawaka Marion, and we all picked Calumet. So that one didn't go well. 2A, I think 2A is where we had the most variance in terms of whom we picked. But we all did pick, maybe, I don't know. We all picked Ileana Christian to win. That didn't go well. We all picked Central Noble, Blackhawk Christian. That did go well. Nick got Rensselaer right. That was kind of a weird one anyway, just because there wasn't a whole lot of winning records in that sectional. We all picked Carroll, Tipton, Monroe Central. We all picked Park Heritage. That didn't go well. We all picked South Decatur. That didn't go well. Who won that sectional? South Decatur. Triton Central won that one. Then we all picked Eastern Pekin. That didn't go well. We all picked Linton. That fell. That went right. And then we all picked South Spencer. That didn't go well. 1A was where I got the most right. Same with Nick. He got 12. I got 13. You got 9. But, you know, you missed some up north too. So, but you were the only one that got Triton. You kind of zigged on Fremont. I don't know. Did you zag on that one on purpose or?
Maybe. I'll have to look and see what that sectional was. What's that one? Who's in that?
Bethany Christian.
I think I did that because of, Beck Williams.
Oh, Beck, yeah.
Yeah.
Caston, you took Caston. We took North White. You went with Lakeland Christian. That one was a head scratcher. Ah. I guess I just went on Southwood just because I think they just went it. They won it a lot. So anyway. All right. Well, so now we're doing this regional stuff, mostly just because it's an extra pod. Why not? So I picked Gary 21st Century over Fremont to win the Triton Regional. What do you got? What do you got on that one?
I'll take Gary 21st over Triton.
Gary 21st. And I'm only putting down the winners of the regional. So we're not going to go back and worry about
the other game. Yeah.
Frankfurt. You go first on this one.
All right. I'll take I'm going to go Liberty Christian over Central Catholic.
You're going Liberty Christian over Central Catholic. So you're going Liberty Christian. I don't know if this is great podcasting, you know, in that we're typing as we go here. Let's see. I think I'm going to go LCC over Liberty Christian. So LCC over LC is what I'm going.
Oh, boy.
I know, right? Martinsville. I'll go first on Martinsville. And if we have specific reasons, the Frankfurt, this LCC one, I guess, I think they're a little bit more tested than Liberty Christian. I could be wrong on that. Liberty Christian does play some of the bigger schools in their area. Gary 21st Century, I think we're just sort of picking them all the way through, aren't we, for a while?
At least. Probably, yeah.
Martinsville, I'm going to go with – you know what? I'm going to go with an upset. I'm going to go Metropolitan over Bloomfield. I'm going to ride the Metro wave. They did this – when they won state the first time, when they won their state tournament or their state championship, they didn't come in with a great record. And they swept through just based on talent. I mean, Amari Ferguson is a special athlete, and then David Merriweather is just a big man. I mean, he's 6'10" with really good hands, and you know, I think how they guard, they're going to have to really force turnovers, I think, eventually, but. I mean, Lutheran beat Tenley, so it's not like it's – I mean, I'm not trying to downplay Lutheran. I just think I'm just trying to maybe take one flyer on an upset. So I'm going to go Metropolitan over Bloomfield.
I'll go Lutheran then over Jacksonville.
All right, so you're going Lutheran.
I'm going to Oppo, yep. Just because your Tenley fact there, I like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's valid. I mean, if you can beat Tenley, then you can beat anybody in 1A. And I, you know, my question with Lutheran was guard play. I just didn't know much about it. And we didn't see them play this year. I didn't, at least, you know, I didn't have a good feel for what their guards were doing all year and how good they were. You know, if you can handle Tenley's pressure. I mean, at some point, Tenley's like a rabid dog. every now and then they get like down, they feel like they're backed in their corner, and then they just unleash all this pressure. You know, where before maybe they weren't pressing, or maybe they weren't engaged as Coach Diller wanted. So if you can handle them unleashing it, I mean, I saw what they did to Noblesville to start the year. I saw a couple other games where they definitely kept things chaotic. And if you could handle that like Lutheran did, then yeah, it's not a bad pick. So you go ahead and close out 2A or 1A with Lagodi.
All right, I'll do North Davies over Borden.
You're going North Davies over Borden. I'm going North Davies over Springs Valley. I don't know if we care to go back and add the teams we picked to win. We can remember how we did that if I want to type them in later, right? All right, well, 2A, and this is going a little quicker than I thought. 2A, North Judson, you go ahead and start that one.
All right, I'm going to say, they didn't play during the season, I don't think. Looking now, no. Oh, I'm going Blackhawk and Central Noble into the championship.
Yep.
But how do I want to go with this? I'm going to go Central Noble just because of their upperclassmen and experience.
Yep. I'm doing the same. I'm going and really for the same reason. I wanted to go back and find that tweet from when East Side beat Central Noble. And I asked somebody how many points did the Siege get, because he was closing in on, I think, a milestone, right?
Yeah, so I believe so.
So I asked somebody I asked on Twitter how many points did Siege get, and somebody replied, "Well, not enough, because they got beat." I was like, "Dude, he got hurt." It's still not enough. So I wanted the tweet, but I wanted to find that guy. And, you know, it sucks because sometimes, you know, you go after adults, you know.
Yeah.
And all it does is like show up to kids. So this is not a reflection of the East Side coaching staff or their players or anything. I wanted to go back at that guy Saturday night and go, did he score enough tonight?
Yeesh.
But, you know, I'm not so petty to tweet it, but I am just petty enough to bring it up on my podcast. So,
right.
Or on our podcast. So yeah. did he score enough? That's what we want to know. Was he healthy enough to, I mean, I kind of thought that's why Eastside beat him during the regular season. Game kind of went as I thought it would. I mean, I don't think Central Nova blew him away, but it doesn't look like Eastside was really, you know, it looks like Central Nova controlled it at least most of the way. So anyway, rant over. I'll go LaPel. Oh, I guess this is, oh God, I hate this because
you love some Tipton.
I do love me some Tipton. It is the mothership, at least on one side of my family. I'm the result of a Tipton mother and a Indianapolis, Washington father. you know what? I'm going to go Tipton over Carroll to get to the semi-state. I'm just going all blue devils. And I don't really make a habit of like specifically rooting for Tipton, but I love me some Grady Carpenter, 6'4" freshman who I've dubbed the second best passer in the state. And I mean, I think, you know, this Nolan Swan is a tremendous point guard, even though, I mean, they both handle the point for that team. And he's a sophomore. I mean, this may be like a down year for them compared to what they're going to be the next couple of years. So of course, you know, we said that about other teams in the past, only to have that fly in our face, but yeah, I'm going to pick Tipton over Carroll. And that does put Monroe Central there with a loss, but which way are you going in that regional?
I'm riding the Monroe Central train. I think they're going to keep on trucking here. And I'm going to say it's going to be over Carroll. I think Rensselaer's little run's over.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick.
I mean, Carroll's Carroll's got two fantastic offensive weapons, especially at that level with Duff and Skinner. I mean, it's going to be hard pressed to.
Will LaPel be a good place to be Saturday for both
games? Right now, the plan is to go Logansport in the morning.
Okay.
And then if Tipton wins, well, if Kokomo wins, it's going to be hard for me not to stay in Logansport because Peckinpah factor. You know, I kind of feel like I want to watch kid that played for me. He's not a kid, but he played for me. It's either way, they're going to play Homestead or Westfield if they win. So that's not like it's going to be a bad game. And watch Badunga, Flory Badunga play. It's not like it's a bad idea to do that.
Right.
So if Kokomo wins, I'm not 100%, but I'm more apt to lean to stay in Kokomo or Logansport. But if it doesn't go the way I want it to up there, I'm looking at LaPel in the evening or Newcastle in the evening. If we get Northwood versus Leo, I might be tempted to just bolt down to Newcastle. But I value that game more than I would Tipton versus Carroll in terms of watchability.
Right.
I think mostly because I want to see the Leo underclassmen. And then, I mean, I know a lot about the Northwood kids already, but still I've not seen them play this year. So that Northwood Leo would be a pretty compelling game for me, even more so than, well, I mean, Ben Davis Cathedral, but Chris is going to be at Cathedral or at Southport. So he'll be watching that game. So we'll already have a set of eyes there. So anyway, you go, it's your turn with the Greenfield Central Regional.
All right. I'm going to go Eastern Hancock over University.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But, you know, I really thought that I didn't, you know, as good of a year Southmont's had, I didn't think they would get out of the sectional. I don't think any of us did. Who did they beat to get out? I forget. They beat who we picked. Park Heritage. We all picked Park Heritage.
They beat them pretty well, 65-48.
Yep. So I'm going to Eastern Hancock over University as well. Southridge, I'll take. God, I was really shocked that Paoli.
Oh, come on.
Really shocked that Paoli beat Eastern.
My Rams.
I saw them early in the year. I mean, they just were not very impressive at all. And you know, and they were better. You know, the Cole kid who's a freshman had a big game. I was surprised by that. I'm going to go with Linton over Forest Park. Continue my disbelief. No love for the, and really, I think the winner of the Linton Providence game is going to win that. And I think they'll win it pretty handily. I think Providence is really good. They've got Casey Kalen is an outstanding shooter. They're the guy that covered that sectional had like an all tournament team and an MVP. He was listed as the MVP of that sectional, and they've got good length. I think the winner of that game wins that regional. I guess I'm just going to pick Linton just because I, you know, believe in Joey Hart.
I'm going with the Rams. Going to keep riding them. And I'm going to say they're going to play. I'll go opposite of you. I'm going to go Providence, and then Providence will win it.
You got Providence over Paoli.
Yep.
All right, 3A. I'll go first. Mishawaka Marion over Peru. Big believer in Eric Thompson as a coach. I think he gets that done. Not that I'm not a believer of Mark Galloway, but I think they've got enough weapons there at Peru to counteract what Culver can do. I guess, you know, I do think that Cooper Farrell and Fola have a little bit of an athletic edge over what Peru can put out there on the whole. But Peru does have a lot of weapons, even young weapons, as you and I have talked a little bit off the, you know, texting today.
Yep.
Talking about their freshman and sophomore. I just think, and it's not like Peru's not completely tested, But yeah, I'm going to go Peru, but I'm going to have them lose the Mishawaka Marion.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Marion also, and they're gonna win whoever they play against, win over whoever they play against. But I'm gonna say we'll go Galloway and Culver in this one.
Yeah, probably safe bet. But yeah. All right, your turn on Newcastle.
Ooh. None of us picked Yorktown, did we?
No. Why would we?
We all picked Newcastle, or did I know? No. I think I did.
We all picked Newcastle.
Okay.
And we all said that that game against Jay County was for the championship. So we were all freaking wrong.
I don't know what Yorktown has, but I know what Northwood has.
They do have two good sophomore guards, and they've also got AJ Dunn. So they've got three kids who can score. I talked in our regular podcast about, we need to find out if at any point during the year they had kids missing because of injury. Right. I don't know. You know, Dunn used to play in our program, so we used to have a pretty good week-to-week view of how he was doing. He's not, but he's still, he's a fantastic offensive player. He's a fantastic weapon. The only thing I can think of is because, they kind of felt like they had a good young team is they had injuries. But,
yeah,
10-14, I don't know if they won three or two games, but they were either 8-14 or 7-14 going into that thing. So who you take? But who you taking?
Taking Northwood. Yep. I'm going to take I think Leo in the bottom one.
Yeah, me too.
They already beat Norwell once this season. We've talked about that stuff before, and that's not always an indication, but I think they can do it again. I love Norwell. They have good talent though too. And I'm going to take Leo to avenge last year's loss to Northwood.
Last year's loss?
Then they lose to Northwood last year, right?
No, yep. I thought Leo got all the way to the finals. Leo got all the way to the finals last year.
Oh, okay.
Had to have.
Yeah, they beat. They did. They beat,
yeah, they, okay, they yeah. got beat by Silver Creek by one.
Okay.
So they beat Northwood. So
they beat Northwood by
so
two.
So who you yeah. pick? Who you?
I'm still sticking with Leo.
So who? So no revenge. So no revenge.
No revenge. My bad. No revenge.
I'm going Northwood over Leo. But I'm anxious to see that game. If that game happens, I may bolt Logansport. But that's the one game I don't know why.
That would be a really good game to see.
I do like how both teams play. I'm hoping it would be as kind of a fast paced game.
I'd love to see Northwood win that game.
Let's see. My turn. I'm going to go Rebuff over Brownstown for that one. Rebuff over Brownstown. The defense of the Rebuff Braves. Say that fast. The defense of the Rebuff Braves over Brownstown. I'll be anxious to see how many points Benner can squeeze off versus Rebuff. Now Beech Grove's got a couple of kids.
And I was gonna go with Beech Grove myself.
Where you they've got a couple of kids though defensively that's their niche. Like Coach Renfro plays a couple of guys that don't score much other than maybe slashing transition, second chance points. And a couple of them, one of them in particular is just a wicked defender. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. And then even if Brownstown gets through that game, or even, I'm predicting it, I guess, what's the fatigue level when it comes to Rebuff? Because Rebuff will have some defensive weapons on Benter.
Yeah, I'm going
for Benter.
I'll go Beech Grove over Rebuff.
Beech Grove over Rebuff. Beech Grove over, that's a lot. A lot of B's in that section.
BG over BJ.
Hey. Watch Danville come out of there.
Yep, they will.
None of us give them any respect. Again, B's, Brian Barber. So we got Rebuff, Beech Grove, Brownstown, and the Brian Barbers. Brian Barber's brother went to Rebuff.
Jeez.
That's a lot of B's. All right. Your turn for Washington.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll go Sullivan over Bossy.
You're going Sullivan over Bossy. I'm going. Wow. I'm going to go North Harrison over Bossy. No faith in Lawrenceburg. None.
None. So that means they'll win.
Correct. 4A, my turn. My turn? No, your turn.
Sure. Me? Yeah? Me?
Yeah, you.
Man, this one, I'll be here Saturday morning. This is a tough one to say that it's going to be anybody but Chesterton against Penn, I feel like. And nothing against Munster, nothing against Adams, but I just feel like these two teams are on a collision course. Grayson versus Burton. Oh, man.
It'll be fun.
My boys. These are my guys. So this is tough for me to choose where I go Saturday night, too. Do I just go right back to Michigan City or do I try to go somewhere else?
If it's Chesterton versus Penn, you got to stay there, dude.
Right, right.
I mean, that would be the best game, period. I mean, I really believe. I mean, I think obviously there'd be some Cathedral Ben Davis hype for sure.
Right.
A recent rematch. Did Penn play?
Penn Chesterton did not play this year. They did play last year, though.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta stay and watch that game. I mean, I know you're asking like, is there anybody we need to watch? Blah blah blah. No, at this point, let's just go to games. I mean, I don't need to see Northwood juniors. I already know all about
right.
them. I mean, all their underclassmen. I know them inside and out, just because they're in our program. They play in a fall league. Leo, I need to see. Obviously, I missed on them. They're the one team. Leo's the one team I missed. When we did our preview stuff, when Nick and I did the preview stuff, just completely, blew right through that. So, who you taking? Let's go.
Oh, man. Penn Chesterton.
I already typed in my answer, so.
I know you put Chesterton down already. So that means.
I already typed in my answer.
And I know you typed in Chesterton for your answer. I'm going to go Kingsman to keep rolling.
Oh, Penn over Chesterton.
Burton over Grayson this time. He's going to feel it. Joe Smith. It'll be a battle.
I'm going Chesterton over Penn. You're right.
All right, I know Chesterton's so tested, although it's going to be tough for Penn to beat them.
Yeah, it's – I think Chesterton's just –
they beat Homestead already. Yeah.
Physically stronger. I think they've got a lane presence that Penn's a little thinner. Just stuff like that.
A little more depth maybe to Chesterton too. We'll see. Penn's got a little
more, right?
Yeah.
Logansport, I'm going with, man, I don't know what to do here.
Oof. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, so. Here's the thing: so Trey Dorton's going to guard Fletcher Lawyer. I don't think Trey is good of a defender as Wack, and Trey Dorton is a good defender for Westfield. He is probably, Braden Smith's probably their best defender, but he's also a guy they can't have pick up fouls. I think Trey Dorton is their go-to guy for guarding the other team's best player. I'd be shocked if he doesn't start on Lawyer. The one thing Homestead has over Carmel, and it was noticeable when they played, is they're just physically stronger. The Leapers especially, and that's really what I'm talking about. The Leapers are physically stronger than Charlie Williams and whatever group of juniors. I mean, Grant Leeper is bigger than his brother, his older brother. So the junior, the younger Leeper is the biggest of the bunch. And, they bring Tucker Day off the bench, so they still have size on their bench. I think that's going to cause – I don't think Braden's going to be able to – knife his way through as easily as what he did against Carmel in stretches. And it's not like he went bonkers against Carmel. I mean, he had a good game. I mean, don't get me wrong. And Romac bailed him. You know, Romac was the side piece. It's probably not the best word, but Romac was the side piece that I thought he was. I mean, I've been talking about that since June. They came through. I think Homstead is just more physical up front than what Carmel was. I think there were a lot of times where Carmel got to loose balls where Westfield would meet him at the same time and just come away with it. I don't think they win as many of those battles against Homestead, not because there's any less hustle or any less desire, just because Homestead, I think, to a man, is just stronger. And it's not like Carmel doesn't have a good weight program. You know, they're hitting the weights. So I'm going to go Homestead over Kokomo. That's what I'm doing. I want Westfield to win, especially in the morning game. Probably kind of riding the Braden Smith train a little bit from an enthusiasm perspective. I would hate to root against anybody against a former player of mine, but I'm going Homestead over Kokomo. And that's all I got. I mean, that was a 10-minute what?
Yeah,
monologue. 10-minute.
Go ahead. Yep. All right. I'll keep riding Braden.
Yeah.
I predicted him as Mr. Basketball, I believe, at the beginning of the season. Did I not? Do we remember that? We have that on recording.
Well, I'm sure we do, but I don't know. It's not like we are. Not like we.
over lawyer.
You go back and listen to it.
I'll have to maybe someday go back and listen to that. But yeah, like you talked about getting bodied around and muscle around. Chesterton did that against Homestead when I saw that game earlier this season. I don't know if Westfield can do that. If who's going to guard Braden Smith for Homestead? Is it going to be Kyron, you think? I don't know.
I think Homestead's got some pieces that they can throw out there. I guess I could see. Well, here's what they're going to do. I'll be shocked if this doesn't happen. I'll be utterly floored if this doesn't happen. They're going to put Grant Leeper on Trey Dorton, and they're going to stand him at the rim the entire freaking game. Every time Carmel drove the paint when they played each other in Brownsburg, Grant Leeper was at the freaking rim every single time. I don't know that I could ever figure out who he was guarding. And Dorton is a little bit like Josh Wack in that he is not out there looking to take shots. Now, Josh will get to the rim where Trey is just not looking, doesn't look to do hardly anything offensively. And on that team, it's perfect glue guy for that situation. And I mean, I think that no matter who they put on Braden, they're going to have Grant Leeper at the rim. He's going to be there waiting on him. And then they're going to have to figure out a way to handle Romac and how he moves in concert with Braden. But that's how I see that going on. There's going to be a little X in the floor in front of the rim, and Grant Leeper is going to be standing right there the whole damn game.
Yeah. I'm just kind of curious who's going to score other than Lawyer in this one for Homestead too. I know.
Well, I think the Leapers have been pretty effective lately.
I'm taking Westfield over Snyder in this one, though. I'm going over opposite. Snyder?
Yeah. I think that's the first time we've done the complete opposite.
I like my boys from Snyder to get past Kokomo. I mean, yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how many block shots Florey's going to have in that game. Of course, he could also pick up two quick fouls.
I'm going to say he's going to get dunked on. I'm gonna say Lambert's gonna dunk one on him.
Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw him get taken down by Javon Buchanan a few weeks ago.
Well, Buchanan's 6'7", dude.
And I'm gonna say he's gonna have a 6'3" guard dunking on him this weekend.
All right, that's cool. Your turn on Southport.
Southport, Roland Cathedral over Ben Davis.
I am too. And that would be a revenge. That'd be a revenge game for Cathedral. And then I'm just gonna go see more with my prediction of what I thought the semi-state was going to be down south. I've had Cathedral versus Floyd Central for a long time in my head, so I'm going to pick Floyd Central over Bloomington North.
What was North is the one nobody picked right last time, right? North, Evansville North.
Evansville North, yeah. No, I picked Evansville North.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it right.
Jeez. Accidental success, right? Is that what they call that?
That's all right. Sometimes we stumble in and we snatch victories from the jaws of defeat.
So I'm going, yeah, I'll do the same thing. Floyd Central over, I'm doing Bloomington North also.
All right. 1A.
All the way back.
Who wins your state championship and who do they beat? So that way you will by then pick your semi-state guys.
Oh, shoot. I'm going North Davies over Gary 21st.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm definitely going that. That's definitely the matchup. That's definitely the matchup.
I mean, it's Quentin Floyd, Ashton Williamson, DJ Moss. They're a tough crew there, but.
Yeah, I'm going to go North Davies over Gary 21st Century. Ooh. I mean, I just want to see that game. I mean, now that Tinley's out, especially. So 2A, I'm going to go with Central Noble over Linton for the state championship.
Your turn. Okay.
I'm saying
Monroe Central rolls down there over. They beat Central Noble. Even though I love to see Central Noble take it. Let me see this real quick.
No, back out now. Don't.
I gotta check some things out here.
Don't get cold feet.
I'm not getting cold feet. Because they would play what? They would play semi-state, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sticking to them Monroe Central over Eastern Hancock.
So you're picking Monroe Central over Eastern Hancock.
Yep.
All right. You're turning 3A.
3A. Man, let's see. Okay, so we've got Marion versus Leo. And
you picked Leo?
Didn't I pick Leo over?
You picked Northwood. Oh, you picked Leo.
Yeah, I remember because I said it was revenge, but it really wasn't because I was wrong.
Yeah, you picked Leo. All right, my bad.
Mary and Leo play this year? I thought they played. No? No, okay.
I don't know.
That was somebody else I was thinking. Okay, so then on the bottom I had Beech Grove, right?
And Sullivan. Yeah.
And Sullivan. Okay. Oof.
They did not play each other.
That does not sound very good. Man. I love Leo's size. I'm thinking Leo over Sullivan for the title.
Okay.
I'm not picking any of my area guys. This is not good.
People aren't going to let you in the gym next year. I'm going to go with.
It's either because of you or because of me then, right?
Yeah, that's just because I'm a jackass. So how does Michigan City not have any tables?
They do now. We're all good.
Is it just me? Am I pressuring people? Am I making things happen or is it just coincidental? Someone messaged me and said, hey, to be fair to Michigan City, they are redoing their whole gym. I said, that's great. Can you throw in like a card table or something?
Right.
I'm going Brebeuf over Northwood. Brebeuf over Northwood. My turn in 4A.
Yep.
Man.
Picked against all North so far. That's not good.
I'm going to go. Who's picked against all North?
I have.
Well, oh, you mean far north? I was gonna say you picked Monroe Central and Leo. That's north. You know what? I'm gonna go Chesterton over Cathedral. We're gonna have an undefeated state champ. Of course, you think so. You think so too, because you got Monroe Central.
That's right. I'm gonna go. Oh, Westfield over Westfield and Penn. That'd be a good game. And then Cathedral. Yeah, I'm saying Cathedral's going to win it over. Cathedral's going to win it over Penn.
I would think Westfield would handle Penn.
Yeah, well, I feel I need to stick with my northern roots here. And
all right. That's go cool. With Penn. No, that's fine. Yeah, I would definitely think Cathedral. Yeah. I guess I don't know what Penn has up front that's stout enough to handle what's going to get thrown at them.
Right. Right.
All right. One last topic. Not that we, I didn't tell you we were going to talk about this. I didn't even think about it until we started talking. Homestead versus Westfield. What do you think that's going to do to the Mr. Basketball race?
Is that going to determine anything?
Well, we've already had the Mr. Basketball discussion. And, of course, I tweeted before the sectional that if Westfield gets through, right. I actually said if Braden Smith gets through this sectional, then he's going to get my vote unless Lawyer just destroys whomever. You know, unless Lawyer just goes out and destroys Westfield. I suppose that's still a possibility. But I think forget what we think is in terms of who we think will win it. How badly does – I mean, you got to view this like an electoral college. That's we've talked about it before in the past. I've said that. I do radio every week out of Bloomington for Indiana for the IU Rivals website. We talked a lot about it this week. Obviously, they wanted to know about CJ Gunn's chance. And I said, oddly enough, even though he missed early part of the season, Gunn still has a chance because there's nobody in Southern Indiana that's going to steal a lot of votes. And a lot of these guys, and sometimes I'm the same way. I have a vote. Sometimes I think, well, this guy's going to Indiana. He must be, you know, this guy's going to Purdue. I mean, I don't vote that way when it's tight. Like when you know that you got three guys deserving, like Lawyer and Smith and Gunn and everybody that gets a vote's deserving in my mind, whether you get one or 100.
Right.
How bad do you think those Purdue guys are going to split the vote?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. That's going to be real tough.
Would you think, and you probably don't think about this as much as I do, but.
Would whoever wins this game probably, do they get all the Purdue votes, you think? Could maybe. That be a factor? Yeah.
Maybe. I could definitely see people making that decision. I mean, I would think Lawyer would carry most of Northern Indiana except for that pocket that's going to vote for Grayson and the odd vote that goes a different direction. You know, there's a lot of guys that get votes. We don't ever talk about it, you know, because they really only show the top five or six sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Lawyer grabs a bulk of Northern Indiana, he's going to have the edge on Smith because I think Gunn and Smith are going to split up some of Central Indiana. But then I got to think Gunn wipes Southern Indiana out.
Yeah, I would think so.
Not to say there aren't pockets of Purdue fans or not to say there aren't people who are just going to vote. I mean, but he had the kind of season. You know, the problem with Gunn, though, is also, you know, Tayshaun Comer is going to get votes. I got to imagine Deontay Davis is going to get votes just because of the caliber players they are. I can tell you that Suter's going to get votes and probably more votes than we think. It's tough to see how many votes those guys split in Central Indiana. It takes away from Braden's chance, takes away from Gunn's chance. if Westfield beats Lawyer, if Westfield beats Homestead, Lawyer could be in some trouble with that stuff. I mean, that's a good kind of trouble to be in, but
right.
It's not like you're not like he's going to jail. He's just losing a vote. But any other angle on that? Does, like, if Chesterton wipes through this, does Grayson steal even more votes? If Westfield beats Homestead, then Chesterton gets the state finals. And let's say Grayson just goes off.
Yeah. I think it's going to be tough, probably, because he's just not a household name, right?
I don't think Grayson will win it. The question is how many votes will he
carve away? How many votes does he steal from other guys?
Yeah. Especially Lawyer.
Right. I don't know if it would be enough just because of the household name of Lawyer and Purdue and.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I mean, it's, you know, we won't know. I say that's interesting a ton. I get that, but the dynamics of how that vote happens and the different directions it can go and.
Right. And will Jalen Washington still get votes, you think?
maybe their school coach.
Yeah.
It's too bad he didn't get to play.
Yeah.
You know, they would be, they would be there in place of Munster if he were healthy and they were to get that, you know, they were to win. You know, that would be pretty compelling. But, you know, I like watching Munster play. So it's not like that wouldn't be, I'm definitely not going to be surprised they beat Penn. I'd be surprised they beat Chesterton, though. But we'll find out soon enough. I think we're going to have a regular podcast again recorded this week on Sunday. Since we've already picked this day, I don't know. We may do an extra podcast. I don't know. We will have discussed the regional winners on our next pod. And then we might just get down to where we do one after semi-state, then one after state. And then we get to our off-season material. Sound good?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, for those that listen every week, we appreciate it. You subscribe. It's outstanding. For those that are just listening for the first time, where's Nick? Did Nick slip in the room? Nick's thing is, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Hit the subscribe button. Join us every week, even during the off season. So Zach, man, appreciate it as always. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
We'll talk again on Sunday and have fun at Michigan City.
Thanks.